what this work gets us to do is to just focus on the one thing that we need to work from that reaches out to us from the text. So the first of charity is to shun evils as sins. That's the first of charity. In order to do that, you have to see them. So what tends to happen is that as you take something, just maybe like, I'm going to be kind to people this week. I'm going to see the Lord in everybody. And if you really make that a focus, you'll also see where that doesn't happen. And there's where the shunning has to occur. What's interesting is that it's much easier to see the good in others than it is to see it in ourselves when we are doing this work. And I think there's a reason for that. It's so that we don't attribute what is good to ourselves. So the Lord is wanting us is to be kept in that balance between what the proprium is and what he is. And as long as we're in the recognition of those two things and the acknowledgement of those two things, then we're held in a steady state, if you like. But due to our attachments to what is lower, as was expressed, you know, like something good occurs and then very quickly there's something jumps in and pulls it lower, or we compare ourselves to somebody else, or we make a judgment about somebody else, or whatever it happens to be. We do good, we don't get the response that we were expecting, and then everything that flows out of that starts to become manifest. And these things are made manifest because they need to be seen and dealt with. And that's what this kind of work brings us to. So it's not a negative thing. It's not a heavy thing overall. In the moment, it is because of our attachment. But as that gets weakened and we come to see that these things have plagued us our whole lives, and now the Lord is offering us a means of seeing what sits there, has sat there unconsciously and worked at disrupting our lives and impacting on our relationships and stuff that we just haven't been aware of, we become more aware of. And that's where the Lord's mercy is found. It's in being set free from those things. But it's a gradual process of having truths put into place as we are willing to practice them. And so in logopraxis, what we seek to have people do is only work with what's offered to you from the word. So long as you're engaged with the word, then the word can carry you through whatever state arises from that, because then the Lord is the one who's directing and guiding the process. And he only has one thing in view, and that is every person's health and well-being from a spiritual perspective.